Listen, I don't know nobody's heart, don't really know nobody's life, but amen, except you and God. Amen, tonight. And listen, if you're here, like I said, lost and undone without God, I want you to stop what you're doing. Tonight, I want you to focus in, amen, tonight, on where you stand with God. Amen, tonight. And listen, amen, tonight. Listen, I'm old-fashioned, amen, tonight, whether you like it or not, I am, amen. Tonight, there's nothing fancy about me. Amen. Tonight, the Bible says if you're lost, you're dying and going to hell. Amen. If you're saved, amen, you're going to heaven. Amen. Yeah. Tonight, where do you stand at tonight? Listen, amen. In John chapter number 3 and verse number 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And we want to stop right there tonight. And listen, amen, we had a thought that came on our hearts with this scripture tonight. And Nicodemus came to Jesus and he said, we know, amen, glory to God tonight. And that's the thought that we have tonight. And listen, I don't know if I'll stay there tonight, but that's where I'm going to start. Listen, amen. Brother, amen, I want you to look at everybody that reads their Bible ought to know this. Amen, glory to God. That was a very religious man. He was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jew, amen. And glory to God, he knew the law from front to back and back to front. Amen, glory to God. But listen, amen, something began to stir down in Nicodemus's heart when he began to hear, brother, the precious word of God. Amen, glory to God. Tonight, listen, thank you, Lord. Listen, when this begins to stir on the inside, you need to pay attention, amen, because that voice, brother, is speaking to you. Brother, is one not to be ignored, amen. Tonight, listen, and glory to God there, and thank you to the Lord, and brother there, and Nicodemus come to Jesus, and by night, and listen, amen, there's a drawing about Jesus, amen, and glory to God tonight, and listen, amen, and there's a drawing and attraction there, and brother, about Jesus, and listen, amen. And glory to God tonight. And brother Nicodemus came. Brother, and he said, we know, amen, tonight that thou art sent from God. And listen, amen, you're a teacher. Brother, amen, tonight. Thank you, dear Lord. Listen, you can say we know, but do you know him, amen? Amen. And glory to God tonight. Amen. Tonight, if you had a personal experience with the Lord, amen. Tonight, listen, I'm not talking about, amen, tonight. Amen. Tonight, doing this book, amen. Nicodemus, I knew the law. He knew the Old Testament. He knew, amen, that there was one coming. And glory to God. Brother, he knew. And brother, that wind, brother, the feast of the Passover, I was first established, that was a sign of him coming, amen, and glory to God. And the only way to miss the judgment, brothers, had the blood applied to your heart, to your life. If it's not there and it passes by your house, you'll be found wanting, amen. Oh, tonight, amen, tonight, listen, oh, tonight, and there, amen, And Jesus answered him quite frankly, amen. And glory to God tonight, I've been in a loving way. And Nicodemus, this is not about me, amen. And glory to God. And brother, this is about you. Amen, glory to God. Tonight, ye must be born again, amen. And glory to God tonight. What more simple explanation can you ask for, amen? You must be born again, amen. Amen tonight. Amen tonight. And see, amen, there's got to be a coming to the Lord, amen. Amen tonight. And listen, amen. And there, amen. Tonight, let me leave right there for a minute. And glory to God. Tonight, earlier today, I was thinking, brother, about this. Amen. Tonight, brother, amen. Jesus said in a couple of places in the New Testament, I must do the will of him that sent me. Amen. And glory to God tonight. And brother, God's will was for his son. And glory to God tonight to come and to take on sinful flesh. Amen. Let me stop right there. The other day I was going over to Decatur, Alabama. And brother, I was hunting on the radio something decent to listen to. And brother, there was a man narrating a story. And brother, about the flock of geese. Amen. Glory to God tonight in hell. That he was lost. And brother, and his wife and his children went off to church and it come up a bad storm. The geese lost their way and they began to hit his house. They couldn't see, and he went outside and he seen they was just circling and flying around. He tried to get them in. He opened up his barn and tried to get them in, and he couldn't do it. Finally he realized if he got one of his own tame geese and took them out of the barn and carried them to the backside where the geese was and let it loose, that the other ones would follow him. And Jesus took on the sinful flesh that he might lead you and I to him, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, dear Lord. Amen. He became me to lead me to him, amen. Amen. Woo. Thank you, dear Lord. I like to jump out the truck. Amen. I begin to cry and couldn't drive. I begin to say, thank you, Lord. Man, I've been saved since 1974, and I still get excited over my redemption. Amen. I'm not in the crowd that we know anymore. Amen. I'm in the crowd that I know him, amen. And he knows me. Amen. And glory to God tonight. I'm just taking my time. Amen. And glory to God tonight. And listen. And brother there. And brother. And listen, amen. You ask the world. Amen. I asked a man here one time here several years ago. Amen. I said, we begin to talk about the Lord. And I said, do you know there's a hell? He said, I heard there was. Amen. Lord of God. I said, do you know there's a heaven? Amen. He said, I heard that there is. Amen. Lord of God. Amen. Tonight. I said, do you know about Jesus? And he said, I've heard about him, amen. And Lord of God tonight. And listen, amen. Just because you've heard about him, just because you've been taught about him, just because you sit under the preached gospel, does not mean that you know him, amen. What glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad, amen. There's got to be a coming together of me and him. Oh, listen, today, amen, I don't know when I'm going to get done with this, and don't worry about it. Amen. I'm brother there. Amen. I said, listen, I said, have you ever been saved? Amen. He said, I need to. Amen. Tonight. And listen, I said, without Christ in your life, I said, you're going to hell. He looked at me and he said, do you really think so? I said, according to that King James 16:11, you are. Amen. Lord of God, how do I get there? Amen. What will cause me to go there? The Bible said this, on the day of judgment, and brother, he's going to open up the book, the Lamb's book of life, and whosoever name is not written there shall be cast into the lake of fire. And glory to God tonight, just by turning and walking away, and glory to God, and you meet death, and brother, the shape that you die in is the shape you're going to stand before an almighty God. Amen. Amen. Nicodemus' soul got troubled. Amen. Amen. Glory to God tonight. We know that this time of the year is about him. Even though, listen, I'm going to say it. Amen. And you may want to throw me out of here on my ear. But go right ahead. The Bible is going to back it up. The left wing, amen, antichrist, amen, atheist bunch, our brother wants to take Christ out of Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about. I was God's gift, our brother, unto mankind. And Lord, our God, tonight, that we might see the love of God through him, that we might have a light, to light the way, our brother, unto salvation, amen. He come to finish the plan of salvation, amen. Amen. Tonight, tonight, my, one of y'all may have to help me. Amen. Lord of God, tonight, unless you, amen, tonight, amen, you, amen, Daniel told the old king over there, he said, I give you a third of my kingdom, I believe it was, or half, amen, whatever it was, if you can interpret the handwriting on the wall, listen, amen, let me tell you what it says, thou art found, thou art weighed in the balances, and found wanting, amen, you're in the judgment balance of God, and the balance ain't balancing out, the scales ain't balancing out, Jesus is missing in your life. Yeah, amen. Right. Glory to God tonight. Brother, he is the equalizer. Amen. 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 Amen tonight. His blood. Amen. Listen, amen. Tonight. Amen tonight. Now if you'll go with me on over. Brother, where Paul? I was standing before Agrippa, amen, tonight. And brother, and he began to testify. But I believe it was Agrippa or Felix one. I began to testify about his faith, about what happened to him on the road to Damascus. Do you have a testimony tonight? Amen, Lord of God, tonight. Can you tell me about your experience with Christ? Amen. And Lord of God, can let me tell you, amen. Amen. Amen tonight. Listen, August the 24th, 1974, at Brown's Chapel Baptist Church on Due West Road. Hey, man, not too many miles down the road. I hear a little 7-year-old, 8-year-old boy. Amen, glory to God, that was mad at the world. Amen, glory to God. Amen, was mad at God for taking my dad. I was mad for the shape that my family was in. Amen, glory to God tonight. Listen, amen. I was mad, amen, at the world.
Brother didn't care, amen. And Lord, God got a hold of my heart. And Lord, God tonight has saved my soul. Listen, I was down outside the church going down the steps, amen, towards the house. Amen, Lord, God tonight, and I turned around. Brother, I knew within my heart this had to be the night. Amen, if I turned him away, that was it, amen. I was on my last chance, my last opportunity. Amen. I knew it. Amen. Glory to God today. Amen. Turned around. Amen. I could tell you the whole story, but I'm not going to go into it. Amen. Tonight, if you want to know the rest of it, I'll tell you. Amen. But let me get this. Tonight. Amen. I grabbed my mama by the arm. She said, "What's wrong, son?" I said, "I want to be saved." Amen. You go in Brown's Chapel Baptist Church. I believe the altar's on this side, but at this particular time, it was over here on the right side. The one that's got the knot hole in it, Randy. You know the one. You know the one. There's where my nose landed this way. Amen. Glory to God. There's where I met the Lord, is in that old knot hole. Amen. Glory to God tonight. I went down a lot. Lost trouble, little boy. But bless God, I come up. My brother is saved and at peace with God. Amen. And everything that was going on, I knew that it was going to be all right. Amen. Amen. How'd you know, preacher? Because I wasn't scared of dying and going to hell no more. Amen. Amen. I wasn't worried about it no more. Amen, preacher. Do you still get worried? Listen, I'm like one man said, I'm 44 years old and may I'll be 45. I know by the way of men, I got more days behind me than I do ahead. Randy, heaven is getting just a little sweeter every day. Amen. Listen, I got my wife and my son. Amen. Glory to God. Now I don't want to go off and leave them. But bless God, there's one thing that they know. That this husband and this dad has looked both of them in the eye and said, if something happens, I'll miss you in the morning. What glory to God, can you look at your loved ones? Can you look at your mom and dad, your husband, your wife, and say, I'm ready to go. Amen. 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 What a comfort to know that they've looked me back in the eye. Amen. And my son, he said, Daddy, I'm ready to go. My wife looked at me and said, Honey, I'm ready to go. Amen. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's another meeting place. Amen. Amen. My. Heard a dear preacher friend of mine preach a message one time on what will you leave behind. Amen. You're going to leave a testimony behind. Amen. Listen, I want to share something with you. Let me get this. Amen. Amen. I want to leave a few wore out Bibles behind, don't you? Amen. I got my dad's last one. Amen. Where? It was marked, amen. I've read it over the years many a times, and I thought, I wonder, what did he see? Amen. Well, glory to God. What did you reveal unto him the last time? He broke the bread of life. Amen. In fellowship and communion, amen. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want my son to be able to do the same thing, amen. Amen. I want my wife to be able to look back and say, I wonder what honey was reading about that day. Amen. What did the Lord show him the last time? Amen. Amen. Listen, I got his old wingtip shoes. Amen. The last time he stood, amen, he wore those shoes. Amen. I wonder in his journeys, what did God reveal? What time did him and the Lord have together? Amen. What meeting did they have together? Amen. Glory to God. When my son looks back at my shoes, I want him to be able to rejoice and say, I remember the time that he stood wearing those. He didn't wear them out going to the bars and chasing women. And brother, he was worn out going to the house of God. Amen. Amen. Oh, good night. And listen, when my dad laid down at the VA hospital, amen, I didn't know I was getting into this. I don't try to preach about me, amen, but it's about the Lord, amen. Laying there dying, eat up in cancer. He done lost so much weight. The cancer done eaten through on his knuckles. And here, see right here, I done had some taken off of me. Amen. And Lord of God tonight. Amen. But he was laying there dying. I wasn't there that night. But they said, amen, he done this. And Mama got him a little drink of water. And she backed up against the wall. Amen. I believe Debbie's daddy was there that night. Amen. They backed up against the wall. Amen. Been in a coma. Amen. Laying there. Just barely breathing. Amen. Amen. A little bit. Amen. The arm. See, this side was paralyzed with cancer. Amen. He was right-handed. That old weak, feeble hand went up. Amen. Reached out and grabbed a hold of something nobody could see except him. Mama said the biggest smile come across his face. Amen. Glory to God. Don't tell me this ain't real. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. The old hand dropped. And brother, he died with a smile on his face. Brother, he was ready to go. Amen. 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 Preacher, how do you know all about this? Listen, I want to tell you a little bit of experience I had. When I was 15 years old, amen, I began to pray. See, I was preaching at 15. Amen. And I wanted to know, I wanted to see heaven. Lord, you let me read about it. You let me hear about it. I want to see it. Amen. Amen, glory to God. We know. I can only testify of that I know. Amen. Amen. And I know this. Amen. You want to know why I know about my dad? It was real. Because that night at 15 years old, I laid down and prayed beside my bed, got up and laid down, went to bed. And I said, Lord, I want to see home. I want to see where I'm going. Amen. You promised it. You told me about it, but I want to see it. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Tonight. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Tonight. Listen. Amen. I went off to sleep. Amen. And I could just see. Amen. Just as plain as I'm looking at that exit sign on the wall. I was kind of in the valley and I could see home up here. Amen. I could see. I knew what I was looking at. Don't ask me to describe it. Amen. The gates were wide open. Amen. Glory to God. It was shining. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight. And I woke up. But I knew what I seen. Amen. Oh, glory to God tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, tonight, but listen, a few years later, then at Black Hawk Hills Baptist Church, I was preaching one morning about Enoch. Amen. And how that the Lord, how he went out and preached. I believe every day he went a little further and he went a little further. Then one day he got close enough to where the Lord said, Enoch, it's closer to my house than it is yours. Just come on home with me. Amen, Lord of God. Brother, that morning I got to preaching. Amen. And brother, I just started getting carried away. Carried away and carried away. Brother, until I got close enough to hear the sounds of home. Amen. Brother, I was within earshot of it. Amen. What glory to God tonight. I can hear peace. Amen. Oh, tonight. But also when I was lost, I could hear the cries and the screams out of hell. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight I'd have nightmares about it. Amen. We know there's a hell. We know there's a heaven. But what are you going to do about it tonight in your own life? Then Agrippa heard Paul's testimony. And he said, Paul, he said, go away for a moment. It's more of a convenient season. I'll call for you. Hey, man, you read and study the Bible and find out, see if Agrippa had another opportunity. Hey, man, that was his last chance. Your procrastination, in other words, a big word for simply just putting off, is going to come to an end.
Yeah, that's right, Brother Dawg. That's right.
It's going to come to an end. Remember how I started out? Time of playing house is over with. Amen. Time of playing house is done.
Yes.
Amen. Tonight, it's time to get serious about what's between you and the Lord. Amen. Tonight, I guess this week I'm not going to go into any details, but I guess this week I've been more stirred up, more scared, more afraid than I've ever been in my life. I rolled and tumbled to bed last night at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, got up, went and sit in a chair, rolled and tumbled on the couch. And I said, Lord, just be with me. Just be with me. That's all I've ever asked you to do is just be with me.
Yes.
Amen. Tonight, listen. I'm fixing to come to a close. Amen. Tonight, when I've been in the darkest valley, in the hardest time in my life, Jeff, there was always somebody there with me. Amen. It was Him. Amen. Tonight, it was Jesus. Amen. Tonight, when I've been on the mountaintop, guess what? He's there. He's God of the hills, and He is God of the valley.
Yeah, sure.
Amen. Tonight, He was God at Nicodemus' night. Yeah. When he was troubled the most, he left there a changed man. You know what Jesus told him? He said, for God so loved the world. Yeah. Amen. Tonight, think about this. Think about some things you'll find in John 3:16. Yeah. And you preachers can preach on it. Amen. Tonight, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
Yeah.
That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What more could God have done? As we come to a close with this, while they get in the verse of a song, if you go on over into the book of Genesis, in the book of John, you'll find there in the last remaining chapters at the crucifixion where Jesus that day looked up and cried with a loud voice saying, it is finished. He's done all He could do. The plan of salvation had been completed. The sin debt had been paid. All was left was just except for Him to go back and for the Father to accept His sacrifice. Oh, I wished I could go back into the Old Testament when the priest went in with the blood for himself and the people and how that God would accept it or reject it. Amen. God accepted His own Son's. Amen. Death and His own blood for you and I. He became what you are to lead you to the salvation today, to give you grace. Amen. Tonight, just think about that. Where do you stand with God? He said, it is finished tonight. His work's done. When He went back and sat back on the right hand of the Father, His work was done. His work was done. Now it's all up to you to accept what He has done. Nicodemus accepted Him. The little woman at the well accepted Him. Amen. The little woman that was caught in the very act of adultery accepted Him, and later on she come back and washed His feet with her tears. I believe that was the same woman. But anyway, one woman did. She come back in the house of the publican. Amen. Tonight, it just got a hold of Him, and she just began to cry and weep and wipe and wash His feet with her tears tonight over what Christ had done in her life tonight. Well, tonight, have you had this kind of experience with Christ? Or is it that we know? I know. I've heard all about Him. I know. I've been taught all about Him. But do you know? Do you know? The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, and I'm going to close with this thought while we stand. It says, produce your cause and bring forth your strong reason tonight. Why are you still lost? Is there one good excuse for you to die and go to hell tonight? Can you give me one good excuse to go? I don't think you will. I don't think you can. Matter of fact, I know there's not no good excuse to spend eternity in hell. But you're going. You've got to make the choice. It's your decision. I don't want you to go. This body don't want you to go. But it's your choice. While we stand, while we sing. Sing when you're ready, brother.